Welcome to the jungle, a tremendous Friday to you. My name is Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. So good to be with you. What's going on? Are you ready for the weekend? I have got a great show to send you off with. Remember, though, the grind does include Friday, TGIF. It sounds cheesy, but you want to finish. You want to make sure you enjoy that weekend. Go strong into the weekend. Pick me up, clones. I've got a good show for you. Lots of good content, good takes, good interviews. Alvy's week that was, and more. You do your job. We're doing ours. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. As you know, I'm broadcasting from the Quicken Loans Studios. Quicken Loans, mortgage confidently with Quicken Loans. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome. And you know to email me directly at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So the show sets up like this. Open phones right now. If there's something you want to hit on, do not wait on me. Red Sox going back to the World Series. Disastrous night for the Arizona Cardinals. Lakers get beat, but there were some moments. And I'm going to start with that in a second. And a lot more. Got a big NFL weekend, big college football weekend. Lots to cover. Pick up the phone. Hit me up right now. Coming up at 40 past, Houston Rockets forward P.J. Tucker. So good to talk some basketball. Zach Cunningham, Texans linebacker in hour number two. In hour number three, a Boston Globe reporter, Bob Holler. He's Batman.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
And this guy hits on it. I wanted to, but I got to kind of check myself. Jeff and Raleigh. This is the quickest tweet off the top in quite some time. Jeff and Raleigh tweets, nothing like waking up knowing it's Flight Deck Friday. Let's get it. That's incredible. What's the first thing you think of when you wake up on Friday morning? Do you think it's the weekend? Do you think I'm going to denim up and back it in? Or do you think it's Flight Deck Friday? Come on, dude. Lighten up. You're watching on CBS Sports Network. We're talking about the legendary James Kelly.
That's right.
That's right. The Flight Deck. Jeff and Raleigh, nothing like waking up knowing it's Flight Deck Friday. Let's get it. It's the first thing I think of every single Friday. Not that, man, grind out one more, I'm to the weekend. You may think that you know what I think about. Like, Rome, you're probably jonesing for that cocktail. Maybe spend some quality time with the family. Get that Friday workout in on your Peloton. No. First thing I think of every Friday is Flight Deck Friday. The Flight Deck will be in the house. James Kelly only shows up once a week. He grinds out remotely during the week, but it is Flight Deck Friday. Good job, Jeff. Well done. All right, so on that note, it's a Flight Deck Friday, and that was a great night of sports. Hell of a night of sports last night, so I have to decide exactly where I want to start. I could start with David Price coming up huge, and the Red Sox going to the World Series. I mentioned on Twitter last night, four more wins, and that is the best Red Sox team ever. Best Red Sox team in history. Yeah, and I'm pretty well aware that Teddy Ballgame did play for them. Yaz, Fred Lynn, Jimmy Fox, Bobby Dorr. My old man was a Red Sox fan, so I know all that stuff from back in the day. I know all that. I know all that, and I stand by that. Four more wins, and that's the best Red Sox team ever. I could start there. Or I could start with the Denver Broncos backing up Von Miller's prediction that the Broncos would kick Arizona's ass and stop the bleeding, which they did. I could normally and would normally start with either one of those, except I'm going with a moment from last night that literally had me out of my chair in my home office in utter amazement. I mean, a pretty routine Thursday night for me. Same type of thing that I do every single night. Go up to the home office, watch some games, prep up, get ready for the next day. You know, essentially the same thing I've done every night of my life for the past 25 years. So, what is something that happened last night that could get me out of my seat and talking to myself in the home office? Let me set the scene for you. The location, Portland, Oregon. The time, 9 minutes, 26 seconds left in the first quarter of the Lakers-Blazers game. The action. Alvy, roll it.
Lehman brings the ball in. The Blazers have 12 seconds to shoot. Stolen by LeBron. LeBron on a breakaway. And the first basket of his Laker career is a tomahawk dunk that brings the crowd to its feet. LeBron's first bucket, a spectacular dunk. Here's Lillard coming the other way with a dunk. Back to LeBron. They're going back and forth here, up and down. LeBron to the rim, another one. Two tomahawk dunks, and the building is on its feet. Timeout, Blazers, as LeBron announces his presence with authority.
Lakers radio. And I tweeted it last night. Holy crap, LeBron. But you know that's not what I said. In fact, I didn't say it. I actually yelled it out. You understand, this old head has been at this game a long time. I don't really have too many holy bleep moments. But watching him last night throw down the way he did twice in 19 seconds, that was a holy bleep moment. In my office, by myself, out of my chair, holy bleep. Because to me, it was that sick. A holy bleep moment. LeBron, in his first seconds as a Laker, throwing down, quote, without any regard for human life, and then doing it again a few seconds later. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not planning any parades. I'm not looking to give him or them the Larry O. But damn, that was something to see. I mean, you want to talk about an old head. That old head can still get out and run. Get up and finish. And you know the younger Lakers that he was brought in to lead felt the exact same way. They've never run with anybody like that. Hell, Lonzo Ball admits he's never seen anything like that. And he grew up the son of the greatest hooper ever. Just ask his old man. No, I get that they didn't win. And yes, all the concerns about the Lakers coming in were right there for everybody to see. They still can't shoot it, nor can they keep the other guy from shooting it. I mean, if Nick Stauskas did to them what he did to them, what the hell is going to happen when they run into Harden and Gordon? If Sauce Castillo is lighting them on fire, what are Steph and Clay going to do to them? Then again, when was the last time any Laker did anything that had you out of your chair screaming, holy bleep? I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome and it was weird. And weird is good.
Let's get weird.
Because the only thing more bizarre than seeing LeBron running in Laker gear was seeing Rajon Rondo doing the same right next to him. And even more insane than that was seeing Lance Stephenson running with both of them and coaching up his younger teammates in Laker gear. And yes, I am opening the show with a take about a team that lost on opening night. I'm spending a hell of a lot of time on a team that is currently 0-1. I know they're winless. I just don't give a damn. Because that didn't feel like a regular season game. It didn't even feel like an opening night. It felt bigger than that. I mean, Laker fan, honestly, let me ask you. Has getting your ass kicked ever felt better? These dudes are fun. They get out, they push it, and they've got this crazy, weird mix of crazy, old, weird dudes with young guys following them into battle. Oh, and JaVale. JaVale freaking McGee. Now, you know I don't play favorites. But you want to know who my favorite team is in the association? My favorite team. I will go on record and say it right now. And then you can hold me to this and point back to, yeah, Roman, how credible are you? You said your favorite team is. I'll tell you who it is. My favorite team in the NBA is the team that scratches JaVale his checks. That's who my favorite team is. But then again, I know not to get ahead of myself. And LeBron does too. LeBron was preaching patience after that game.
I always kind of compare it, you know, to like instant oatmeal. It's not that fast. It takes a while for the chemistry to get to where you can close your eyes and know exactly where your guys are, you know. So, you know, that's what we're going to work towards.
Kind of a lame analogy, but I see it working. I see it working. We all remember Miami starting 9-8 when LeBron first got there. We all remember Cleveland being much worse for a longer period of time when he returned home there. I know it's not going to happen overnight. I know they lost, and I know it'll probably get worse before it gets any better, but I did like what I saw last night. They might be winless, but at least they matter again. Something that nobody has said about that team in a minute or two. And again, I'll say it right now. While I'm not thinking about the Larry O, I'm thinking if they make a three or two and then get a hand in somebody's face beyond the arc, they may in fact be a playoff team. Yeah, I said it. I mean it. This year, in this conference, they may in fact be a playoff team. So go put a mural up for that old man because he's still got something in the tank. And the Lakers matter again. That was something to see. There's no opening night for a borderline playoff team in the West. Nothing could happen that would get me out of my seat. I wouldn't think. in my home office by myself, but he did. Twice in 19 seconds.
Two Tomahawk Ducks!
1-800-636-8686. Baseball, the Red Sox are going back to the World Series. They beat the Astros last night. David Price with a huge win. He had to have it. They didn't have to have it, but he had to have it. He gets it. That's going to shut some people up. He's not going to have to answer that question, at least not nearly as much. So we'll get into that. They've got some time. They've got some rest. The World Series starts on Tuesday. Who are they going to play? Dodgers or Brewers? They resume action tonight in Milwaukee. How do you think that's going to go? 1-800-636-8686. What a disastrous game last night for the Arizona Cardinals. Good jungle team. I hate to see that. Hate to see that, but you know it's bad. When already there's a lot of speculation about whether or not your coach is going to last longer than 1 year. And Steve Wilks, he's Batman.
I'm Batman.
He's already getting some heat, Wilks is, and I also hate to see that, but it's a bottom line. It's a bottom line league, and they're not getting it done. They're not good. That offense is maybe the most unimaginative offense I've ever seen. I will tell you this, though. If you're going to come in and kill Josh Rosen, go ahead and do so at your own peril. Yeah, he had a bad night. He had a really bad night, but that was far from only his fault. In fact, if you're looking to sell his stock at a discount, I'll be buying it all up. I'll be loading up on it. Gets out a little bit later on. Raider fan. It is so much worse than even you think. And I'll tell you why that is. Let's check out the email. Rome Slice. Straight sports take here. LeBron had 26 points, 12 rebounds. The Broncos put up 45 points. Josh Rosen got picked off three times, and he lost two fumbles, and he was sacked six times. Even we think those are some ridiculously high numbers. Regards. Crying Jeff in San Antonio's hormone and estrogen levels. Geoff and Lincoln. Wore IRA washing Hawk's 2001 Camry windshield and Hawk driving off without paying. Jeff did call yesterday. Jimmo, can we please transfer Ty Montgomery's jungle karma from the Packers by a week to the Brewers? This should be allowed because we are keeping it in state. Thanks in advance, Brian in Green Bay. It does not transfer. The karma does not transfer. If you want karma for the Brewers, somebody from the Brewers has to call in. Rome, war Astro fans sobbing after the loss in the ALCS like they've won more than one World Series in 56 years of existence. Matt in Tucson. Hey, Rome, my wife and I carpooled to work. Was backing into my spot when obviously I began the Friday anthem. I said, denim up, back in, before she chimed in with finish strong. That was one of my prouder moments, Rome. She does not listen to the show, but she officially knows the Friday motto. Eric in Smashville. That is cool. I like that. Maybe she should listen. She's not going to listen. Hey, Rome, the Cards offense was humming along nicely last night, wasn't it? Signed Jeff Fisher and Tom Jim Sula.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either. I would not say that. I wouldn't
Steve
say
and PHX, I knew we had a good morning. I know we're having a good morning to get that kind of reaction off the top. Y'all are fired up. He's Batman. You're all fired up. It's Friday. All right, so if you're not watching on TV on CBS Sports Network and you wonder why we keep doing that, he's Batman. Because Batman. Keith Arnold brings in content for me in addition to all the other stuff he does. And somebody made some crack about him having pepperoni nipples and wearing a Batman suit. So he's Batman. Everybody's got their own jingle, their own sounder when they come in. He's Batman. Hawk has his when he comes in. The flight deck normally will walk in every third or fourth Friday. And when he does, he'll have his. If Geller ever makes it off the back row into my studio, he will have his. Hey, Jim. The first few LeBron dunks notwithstanding, the Lakers look like a bunch of random parts that have been mashed together. Signed, Chicken Nuggets. Drew in West LA. That's part of what I love about him. You're right, Drew. That's twice now in your life you've been right, Drew. When you said that I had a take once on diarrhea being the great equalizer, and I said I never said that. I wouldn't know if I said that. And then you produced the tape.
Diarrhea. And then,
yeah, I know, Alvin. I got it. and then you're right here. They do look like a bunch of random parts that have been mashed together, like chicken nuggets. But that's why I love these guys. Like I said, a bunch of weird old dudes running with a bunch of young, impressionable dudes.
And the building is on its feet!
Flight Deck Friday. Come on, Alvin. Romy, the Lakers have zero chemistry. Signed Grant Napier's marriage. Casey in New Hampshire. Wore Josh in Detroit's first funny call yesterday. How do you know about Napes and his marriage? Oh, you're basing it on what Brad had to say about him.
Grant, I'm just saying, I feel sorry for the makeup people at CBS this morning. You're probably not the best canvas for an artist to paint on, if you know what I mean.
We know what you mean, Brad. Hawk told me that Napes and his wife heard me reset that, and they thought it was hilarious. Somebody forwarded me a link of Wikipedia, and Napes was pronounced dead on Wikipedia by Brad this morning. He's not dead. As far as I'm concerned, he's not even sick. He's fine. He hosted the show this week. He's all right. Brad, it may seem like Brad dug a shallow grave and then pushed Napes into it and threw dirt over him, but he's alive and well, Napes. He'll be back. He'll be back. However, a big shout out and a memo to the next guest host of this show. I don't even know who that is. I don't know when my next day off is. I've got a feeling it's going to go pretty badly for you. Brad already is asking for show dates and names of guest hosts. PJ Tucker coming up later on this hour. Zach Cunningham next hour. Bob Holder in the third hour. Pick up the phone, lob me a telephone call, get in the rotation. There is something to be said for being the best. You know, when you've outrun, outpaced, outsmarted the competition, elite athletes know this. You cannot be the best until you have beaten the best. If you want to be the man, beat the man. If you want to compete at the highest level, you've got to be strong and stay strong, just like Castrol Edge, the strongest full synthetic motor oil engineered with fluid titanium technology to reduce power-robbing friction. It also maximizes engine performance. The friction I'm talking about, do you know that can rob 10% of performance from your engine? So imagine you're lined up across from a guy who's at 100%, but you're like at, what, 90? He's going to hit you in the head. Castrol Edge is strong under pressure. It reduces friction so your engine can't perform at its highest level. Not only strong, but three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. That, according to my man, Kurt Orban. It is the strength your engine needs to perform at the highest level and keep you living on the edge. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Next segment, PJ Tucker. This segment I'm starting you off with an email. Dear Jim, it's amazing how much excitement adding one player to a team can create. Signed, Mormon Husbands. Matthew in Denver, youth basketball coach with more responsibility than Luke Walton. Polygamy smack. Idiot. Yeah, I doubt that you've got more responsibility as a youth basketball coach than Luke Walton does. Can't be the easiest team to coach. Number one, LeBron's not the easiest guy to coach. He's not. That's not even a LeBron thing. That's a superstar thing. Kobe probably was not the easiest guy to coach. Mike was not the easiest guy to coach. LeBron's not the easiest guy to coach. Rondo is not the easiest guy to coach. Lance Stevenson is not the easiest guy to coach. JaVale McGee probably is not the easiest guy to coach. And then you've got a bunch of young guys trying to figure it out. No, Luke Walton's got a much tougher job than you're giving him credit for. I guarantee he's got more responsibility than you. Building professionals, quick note. If you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner you need for all of your flooring needs. With special pro-only pricing and dedicated support, LL Pro Plus will get your flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. Maybe you're worried about selection and availability. Do not be, because Lumber Liquidators has over 150 million square feet of flooring available and over 100,000 square feet in stock at most of their stores. And they stock professional grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, grout. So this way you get what you need when you need it. If you're too busy to pick it all up, that doesn't matter. The LL Pro Plus team will deliver it right to your job. And with LL Pro Plus, you can even get a business line of credit. Put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. lumberliquidators.com/prosales. And one more quick email. Rome, incredible night of sports last night. I took in some MLB playoffs, some NHL, LeBron's Laker debut, and that despicable display trying to pass as an NFL game. And best of all, me and my fellow Canadians had some legal-ass blunts and bongs burning while enjoying that sports smorgasbord. Matt in Vancouver.
Burning.
Wore the painted-on hair on LeBron's dome. So, Matt, let me ask you, is the tree fully legalized in Canada? Is tree now legal everywhere in Canada? Hey, Matt, do you and your boys bake and start smashing copious amounts of protein? Because here we don't. We go to 7-Eleven. What do you guys do? What do you guys do? Do you go like lean venison? Do you guys get baked and just start crushing copious amounts of venison or moose meat? We're all about Funyuns and Hot Pockets. What do you bros do? Okay. I've got time for a phone call. Let's go to Dallas. Connor in Dallas. Hey, Connor, how are you?
Yeah, there's one thing about Connor McGregor. No one moves like me. No one thinks like me. Jerry Jones offered me the head coaching job ever after we beat the Jacksonville Jaguars this last Sunday. And I denied him. I took another offer. I'm taking my talents to South Bend. I'm going to be the mascot for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Connor McGregor from Dallas says he was offered the head coaching job by Jerry Jones, but he's taking his talents to Notre Dame so he can coach the Fighting Irish. That's your shtick. That's your call. Elevate the conversation. Make the show better. Ask yourself, how can I make the show better? That wasn't it. PJ Tucker, I think, is going to make the show better. Rockets forward joins us next segment. Texans football, topic next hour. And the Boston Globe's done a series on Aaron Hernandez. There's some pretty interesting things emerging from that report. Wow.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Friday is always an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here's what you do. You go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Ask me a question. I will read one of them later on. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We are efforting P.J. Tucker of the Rockets. That should happen momentarily. Meantime, this email says, dear Laker haters, man your posts. Return to your stations. I don't care that they lost. The Lakers are freaking back. Luke will fumble around giving the geezers too much run for the next month or so. But after that, this team is going to be good and fun. Signed, Brett from Bugaha. War Eye Ray and everybody who played Price's Cardinals pick using lasagna noodles as cummerbunds. Trevor had a tough night. Trevor actually had a tough week. Trevor's rationale, and it made sense at the time, was he was going to take the Cards because he felt like Denver gave everything they had in a loss to the Rams. He goes, I'm telling you, Jim, I'm telling you, if I know anything, having played this game as long as I did, I know what it's like to sell out completely, come up short, and then have to come back and play somebody else in their house. I'm going with the Cards. And then they got hammered. Hammered. Not a great week for my man Trevor, but still over 500 for the season. Rome, LeBron needs to dunk less and throw to the other team more. Signed, Mike McCoy. My man Mike McCoy is falling on hard times. Head coach, coordinator fired, coordinator out of work. Okay, that is good, good news right there. What's up, flight deck?
Here we are.
That can mean one thing and one thing only. It's Flight Deck Friday, and he entered the studio. Omaha. Phil in St. Paul tweets, smoking tree, never killed anybody. I wish. Signed, Sonny Bono. A historically bad and inappropriate email or tweet. Why did the flight deck bring that in? How do you guys determine who gets to bring in the Sonny Bono email? Well, that's pretty funny. A guy skied into a tree and died. Well, that's really funny. That's hysterical. Get it? Smoked a tree? That's funny, Phil. All right, then. Other topics today. Tiger Woods finally has spoken about what happened to him at the Ryder Cup, and I really don't want to hear what he has to say about that because I've heard what he had to say about that. You know, I said that I like this Tiger Woods so much better than the previous Tiger Woods, you know, the more humanized Tiger Woods. And I've also been talking about what a great comeback year he's had. Got a big win, had a couple of really good looks at it in the majors, then goes across the pond to play some Ryder Cup and does what he always does. Messed the bed, melted down, got rolled up, did nothing to help. Hurt them, and finally got around to addressing exactly what happened, but as always, didn't own it at all, blamed everything and everybody else for what we've always seen from him. I need time to lay that out, which I'll do a little bit later on, too. And because it's Friday, a wacky Friday, if I can get to it, I will. Did you hear the story about the teenager in Northern California that took grandpa's remains, cremated remains, baked them into sugar cookies,
Grandpa, look,
and served those cookies to her classmates? A grandpa sugar cookie.
Grandpa.
And authorities reportedly are trying to figure out whether or not there's any criminal behavior attached to that, which I don't think there is. It's just really weird and really creepy. It's been kind of a weird year for people's remains and what's happening to them. So that's kind of a wacky Friday story off the board that if I get everything else done that I need to get done, I'll take care of that. As promised, we're joined right now by a forward for the Houston Rockets. He had 19 points in the season opener. He averaged 9 points and 7 rebounds in last year's playoffs. He was an All-American, a Big 12 Player of the Year at Texas. He was the 35th pick overall in 2006 when he was drafted out of Texas. You've got the Rockets and the Lakers tomorrow night. We are joined by P.J. Tucker. P.J., it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing, bud?
Good, good. Great to talk to you. All right, so you're coming off a tough season opening loss. I know you're not going to spend much time on that. You're not going to panic over one game. So how much are you looking forward to getting back on the court tomorrow night and getting back to work against the Lakers?
Looking super forward to it. You know, it's early in the season. New team. We got some new additions. You know, early in the season, try to get it. Try to find your rhythm. Try to find, you know, kind of where your team's going to be. You know, it's a long season.
I'm sure Lakers would tell you the exact same thing after last night. P.J. Tucker is my guest. You know, when I watch you play, it feels to me like there's not a guy in the league that you can't guard. Does it feel the same way to you? And how much pride do you take in the fact that if you're guarding somebody, they're going to be in for a long night? They have to know they're going to be in for a battle.
Oh, I take super pride in that. You know, that's my thing. Defense, I always feel like defense wins games. You know, so many guys in the league can really score the ball. There are not a lot of people can guard them. So a good offense, these good defense any day. But, you know, you put that time and effort into trying to stop somebody, makes it a lot easier on them here. So it's just one of those things that, you know, you kind of take pride in.
We're talking to P.J. Tucker. You mentioned that it's a new season, a new team, and you guys are trying to gel. Looking at the chemistry of your team, like, you've known Melo since you were teenagers, and then you and Chris go way, way back. In fact, even further than that, knowing these guys the way you know these guys, how would you describe the chemistry of the team right now?
The chemistry is amazing. It's funny because even in a loss, you know, we know the things that we did wrong. But the chemistry and guys knowing each other and figuring it out, I think that it plays a major part in you know, how things go after losses, you know, how things go in the locker room. All that stuff plays a part, and you kind of love that because when you have chemistry with guys like we have here, who guys have long-standing relationships outside of basketball, it makes it a lot easier. And, you know, it's one of those things where you kind of just know where things are going to gel.
You know, and then and as an example of that chemistry, there's a piece in the Bleacher Report, a really touching description of when you saw Chris Paul get hurt in the conference finals, that it hurt you so much, you couldn't even look him in the face. What was it like to see your childhood friend get injured like that when you were both so close to a goal that you've spent your entire lives working towards?
It was tough. It was tough. Knowing, you know, everything he's been through, you know, all the criticism he gets, you know, not doing so great in the playoffs, you know, having that chance to really be, you know, in that situation and have a chance to win the NBA title and go to the finals was huge. And, it definitely hurt me. You know, it hurt a lot. And, you know, that gives us a little drive this year to, you know, come back. And that's why we came up with the, you know, run it back because we feel like we were right there and, you know, we had a chance to do it.
Houston Rocky and P.J. Tucker is my guest. You know, your background's amazing. Your story really is something. I mean, the fact that we're even having this conversation is pretty remarkable when you consider how your career started. You were drafted by the Raptors back in 06, and initially you didn't see a ton of minutes, and then you got labeled a tweener, and then you were waived. You've made the point that if you get called a tweener, that can end your career. In fact, P.J., I've seen this over and over again. Once you get hit with a label in professional sports, it's hard to shake it. So when Toronto waived you, what was that feeling like, and how concerned were you?
No, it was terrible. It was one of the worst moments of my life, you know. But I tell people all the time it was one of the best moments of my life because it changed my mindset. It changed a lot of things that, you know, kind of built my whole ground, you know, the ground level of my professional career. You know, I wouldn't change anything. It was one of those things that, you know, makes you grow up. You know, in college you think, you know, I'm all American. I'm this, I'm that. I'm going to NBA and everything's fine. It's smooth sailing, and it's not like that. You know, it's a whole other situation and something that you have to work at totally different and then a completely different level. So for me, it was the gift and the curse.
Interesting. So what about your mindset? What did your mindset turn to at that point?
Being a professional. You know, I had some good veterans around me that told me to, you know, go to Europe, go get better. You know, my coach at the time, Sam Mitchell, helped me out a lot. You know, he thought that was the best thing for me and that it would help me in the end. And then I couldn't see it. You know, I didn't see it at all. But he was right in the end. You know, it made me really go over there and work, get better, become professional. And, you know, in the end, it definitely ended up working out.
P.J. Tucker, my guest. All right, so you went to play in Israel and then Ukraine. What were those experiences like?
Oh, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Tell me.
To say the least. Israel was amazing, amazing country, amazing people. The league was amazing because it had a lot of Americans, a lot of really good players over there, and they love basketball. So that was amazing for me. And Ukraine is just a whole other world. You know, it's like it's just a completely different world. People there, basketball is not so big. You know, they're more into soccer, but. You know, the owners there really love basketball and, you know, a lot of good players, but the level of, I'm trying to explain Ukraine. It's the hardest thing ever.
Well, okay, how about this? Maybe this will help. There's a story from Ukraine that the team owner came into the locker room with a bunch of security guards and a duffel bag. What was in the bag, and then how did the team play that night?
Wow. You know what? The team just looks at me and go, "Hey, come on, we need you tonight." All the Ukrainian guys are like, "Okay, all right, we need you to kill it tonight. All right, let's do this."
Okay, but what? So what was in that bag?
Oh man, it was like 150,000-200,000 cash.
So the money was going to who for what?
It was, and they split it out. So it was like, hey, win this game. You know, we got to beat my buddy. Y'all do this. I got this for you right here.
All right. So what happened? How'd the game go? What'd you do that night?
That night we won. So all the Ukrainian guys loved me. So it was great. I had like 40 points.
PJ Tucker, so where'd you go? You guys hit the club afterwards or what?
No, we were on the road, actually. We were on the road. so we drove back. We had like a three-hour drive back, and I've never seen guys smile and be so happy.
We're talking to PJ Tucker for a few more moments. So what was it like when you were overseas? I mean, were you focused on the task at hand, or were you always thinking, I've got to get back to the league. I've got to get back to the league. I'm going to find a way back to the league.
No, honestly, it was just leveling up over there. You always think about leveling up, getting to, high levels of making money and being on the best teams over there. And that comes with winning. It's all about winning over there. So for me, it was just taking each step to try to get better and better my career. I didn't know the NBA was going to happen. So for me, I couldn't focus on that, because when you focus on that, then, that never ends the way you want, because that didn't happen a lot.
We're talking to PJ Tucker. So you made it back, and I'm going to skip over a few things, and you finally get an opportunity. And then after you work your way to this point, there's actually a bidding war for you in 2017 where the Rockets were interested, the Raptors were interested. You actually took less money to play for Houston. What did you like about the Houston situation that you were willing to leave some money on the table?
I wanted to win. At the end of the day, through it all, I wanted to win. And seeing the situation, talking to the Rockets, my agent had been talking to the Rockets for years about me coming there and me trying to figure it out at the same time, just looking at the whole team, the makeup of the team, the coach, the front office, everything just seemed perfect and like a perfect situation for me. So at some point, money has to fall back and waver when you want to win.
Listen, I would call you the greatest sneakerhead in the association, but I don't need to, because you were actually voted the sneaker champ in the Players Association voting. When did you first become a sneakerhead, and what's the one pair that you're most proud of?
It's so funny. Everybody talks about it so much, but I don't even think about it. It's just one of those things where you grow up as a kid, and I really just love wearing my shoes in games, and basketball shoes are meant to be played in games. For me, it's just one of those things. And when I was a kid, from the beginning, 6-7 years old, whenever I got a new pair of shoes, I just loved playing in them, and it just kind of grew from there. And my most prized possession right now will probably be, that's tough. My LeBron 6 Stewies. They're probably the number one right now.
There it is. It's really funny, because when you were in Phoenix, people didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. And like you said, you were just a kid. You didn't give it much thought. Man, there are websites that are devoted to what you're wearing. So people are paying close attention now. Rockets at Lakers tomorrow. PJ Tucker, my guest. PJ, I really appreciate you. That was fun. Great to have you on the show. Thank you very much for doing it.
Thanks for having me.
Let's do it again. That was fun. PJ Tucker. Man, he is so undervalued for what he can do. He is so tough. Such a great defensive player. Great guy in the locker room. He's had an amazing career, I think. Drafted 35th overall in 06. Hit with that label early on that he's a tweener. Had to go overseas. Built himself up. Quote, leveled up, I should say. Made it back to the association. And they love him in Houston. Daryl Morey loves him. All right, there's hour number one. We're coming right back. Open phones to start hour two. Zach Cunningham, Texans linebacker, also in the second hour. Do not go anywhere.